shrinker and expander, which the shrinker and expander, I call a direct expansion, just a different way of doing the same instruction. But I got an example coming up next. And basically, expander makes different instructions that do the same thing. Shrinker converts them back down so you can have your same virus code skeleton, if you will, each time. Yeah, here's an example. You have your original code where you move one register 2 into register 1. And that's just the same as doing push register 2, pop register 1, because all you're doing is using the system stack to move it. And I put the bytecode on there, so it actually shows that it's creates just a different bytecode. And that's pretty big. That's the one thing I'm always up for trying to do. And the addition to it is the idea of being able to create random expanders, because these regular expanders are easily caught by just looking for them instead of like any other type of search for 3 bytes. You know, if I saw a push register 1, pop register 2, I know that was just a move instruction that's been expanded, so I could shrink it myself and therefore know what the code's supposed to be doing and have that original code skeleton. So it's just the basis of figuring out ways, rule-based, to figure out ways of how to create these random expansions. And so like an indirect one would be, as we see here, we got, before we do pop register 1, the idea of the rule is that register 1 becomes a free register where you can do whatever you want with it, since all you're doing is waiting for it to pop at the end off the stack to do your standard move operation. And so you get it does increase code size, but it does give you a different signature for even just one operation, like we see for this. And this is the part about the whole idea of using the rule. The rule is register 1 can be manipulated before any point, at any point before the pop of register 1. And therefore, since you have that rule, that's why we can stick that OR in there and add random registers and values to register 1 in that earlier example. And for generating the ideas, if you have just label the areas, and there's those rules, for each area you have a different combination of rules, since it depends which set of labels you're within at that time. So it's just a basic ordering of all the rules together, so you can do as if you're in two sections, or if you're in a section that's within two boundary points, you can decide to use both of the rules together and stuff like that. Say, like, for instance, this one, we can see that rule 1 starts at the beginning of the code and ends right before the pop register 1, because pop register 1 is when the rule tells you that you can no longer randomly use register 1. And then I just had some stuff on like basic metamorphic viruses, because that's where they first started from, and that's just some ones to check out that are usually really good. Metaphor was the first one that was fully metamorphic virus, had both, it actually had a shrinker in it as well as a code expander and various other stuff. There's also the executable trash generator that was written by Zombie, and that one's great for just creating random. You can pass it in instructions, and it'll output random opcodes for you. And you can tell it what you want as your destination registers, what you want as your source registers, and you have some instructions you can pick out of. So you just set all these flags, push it in. I think I got it on the next slide. Yeah, here's calling it. So you just you tell it how long you want it, point toward the buffer, and then the rest is just telling it what instructions it can use. And so what you want as your source and what you want as your destination. And there's also one other tool that I forgot to mention in that other page that's called the Microlink Disassembler. And that one's great for, so you can do incremental development of this engine because you're going to have to map your opcodes kind of to do your own parser. So this one, you can stick this Microlink Disassembler, which I think, I can't remember the exact length, but it's nice and small. You can basically take this and stick it in as your ELTS, so if you don't feel like mapping an operation, it just drops through to this. The Microlink Disassembler will tell you the length of the instruction, and therefore you can just skip over it and go to the next one. So, when we're using the executable trash generator to generate our code, since we'll be mapping to show where the registers are in the opcode, I just would go by sticking ELX in for your source as well as destination register if you have two or anything like that, since they'll just give you all zeros in there, so you can easily map another register in there by just doing it, orienting in there. It's just, if you do that or put in there, I think I've got a little something on, I put a little something on extracting register values out of opcode, and it's, if you just got it mapped like so, then you know what you got to or and what you got to and to get to mess with stuff. Here's just a small algorithm showing how adding that register in would work. Is it's easy as ORing it in is that first push and the pop as shown, and it's if you just OR that in, it's just goes into there and combines with the rest of the opcode. And if you have a mobile piece of code, if you fully shrink something, say with these old metamorphic engines, they always made sure to never shrink itself completely, because then you fall into the same hole that you have when you're using regular encryption, because your encryption, at one point or another, it's got to be decrypted so you can use it. And if you fully shrink this, you just get the standard looking code skeleton. So this code skeleton you can pick up in memory and it'll always be the same, so you always have to leave it somewhere unoptimized, or it's just easy as checking memory to find what it looks like. And since we're going to try to randomly generate these expansions, the idea, let's see, that was right in there. the idea is that since we're going to be developing new expansions, we can't fully shrink it, or it's pretty much worthless to use. You have to find some middle ground to pass these expansions on to the next one. So I just have it that the shrinker knows generation n as well as generation n minus one. It knows that the shrinkers for the random expansions that were developed during those generations. So it's and then of course your expander it creates the expansions that go into the n plus one generation, and therefore you kind of just carry half of the older generation, you create half new, and you just keep on going from there, and you always just drop the old one, develop the other half again as your new set of expansions, and you always, but to make sure if you want to, then you don't end up just having geometric growth like a regular trash code generator, you gotta fully shrink the n-1 generation's expansions, because you'd lose, by n+1, you would have n as, you end up losing that generation of how to shrink that, and therefore just leaving trash code in there that's not reversible into to be re-shrunk to use. seems, I assume this is an improvement on metamorphism, because in your standard metamorphic virus, when you have your expansions and shrinkers, it's easy as just scanning for these things for studying, and usually they only go about 5 deep in most codes for doing expansions, so you optimize it 5 times, and you've got the original code, so... But hopefully by it just adds like a little more complexity is really all I'm going for, is because you don't have, it's not as easy as this is automatic. You can't just have like a database of expansions and check that towards the code, since you can randomly generate a fairly large amount of these expansions. So it wouldn't make sense to just use like a database of them, or just to have them so you can just brute force it or anything. And for using this technique, it's I'm still working on the engine, but for using it, I do believe it will work because of adding these random opcodes in there. It will keep us away from just the standard and easy optimization and stuff. But also, rather than just using a trash generator, and combining the code of the trash generator with the expansions and not worrying about the shrinking, then you just something that's exponentially growing generation to generation in comparison to actually being know how to shrink it, and therefore no longer having that exponential growth. And this was one of the 20-minute presentations that they just started doing this year, so I kind of went a little quick and through those, and I'd like to open the floor for questions if anybody is up for asking any. And thank you for coming this morning. Any questions? All right.